Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family plus pets in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Caroline, she's a queen of talking. Hey, what's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid. Take a soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Okay, I'm so excited to be back for a bonus episode. We're going to answer some burning questions. We're playing a game. It's called Burning Questions because we all have them. And now we're going to just pull from some cards. We have Cheval back with us. If you did not listen to her episode on Monday, go listen immediately. You are just the prime example of how to navigate being creative, getting into business, having it explode, sorting out, hitting the bottom, navigating, rebuilding. I mean, you are just incredible. And you started a foundation to help other women called
A Girl You Might Know Foundation.
I mean, amazing. And now we have Cheval. It's your new brand. So Cheval, let's have a burning question.
Okay.
Okay, you got two. So you got two. Okay, so we'll do one at a time.
How do you feel about sharing your passwords with your partner?
Ooh, so this could be business partner or romantic partner. How do you feel about that?
All my partners have my passwords.
Is this a good thing?
You know, I really, really trust and I'm so loyal to my business partner and my real partner in
life. Which is crazy because you've had to go through divorce with both a husband and a business partner before. So the fact that you're so trusting now is huge.
But maybe that's a lesson, is that you can have bad things happen and still kind of be at the core trusting, but just with the right people.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I tell everybody everything all the time. I would tell anybody my passwords. I'm like, you can have my passwords. There's nothing on here that's important. And then one day it's like, oh God, why did I do that?
Change. Like frantically changing every password.
I've had to learn reeling it back. Like, I just want to tell everybody everything all the time. I want everyone just to be hugging and like we're all best friends and everyone's just in this together and let's just figure it all out and let's just navigate and it's a disaster and let's just all figure out how to make it great. And that's just now I'm just, I think at 40 years old, finally, I have enough like wisdom, self-confidence to realize just keep it tucked in. Like, share with very minimal, But it's, I want to share with everybody.
I feel like we just became best friends because I'm the same. I'm like, I trust all of that.
I don't know how. And
Sparkle Unicorn 3000 is my password. No kidding.
I love you. 1, 2, 3 is mine.
So good. Oh,
this is why I'm just like every day I go, I have regret. And I'm like, what did I just do? What did I just say? What did I just share? Like, shut up, Caroline. That's what I try to tell myself. And then I just blurt it out again.
That's why we love you.
That's stressful.
Ooh. Have you ever cheated? On what?
Okay.
Well, in life?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I guess like what things could we have cheated on? I have definitely cheated on homework a lot. I like cheated my way through school. I regret that. I wish I would have tried harder in school. I like did not.
Like looking over at somebody's paper?
Oh no, like having someone do everything for me.
Or like homework, please.
Copying. Like I just like school, never liked school. Any way I could skate through school. And that was so not, because I just wanted to get into the entertainment world. I just wanted to like be performing, be a singer, be creative, be all that. I didn't have time for the school stuff, you know? That's terrible. I would never tell my daughter to do that, although I do see the same thing. Her teachers are like, she's the biggest cheerleader. She goes around, she's like, you're doing great. That's great work. But then she never does the work.
She's like, they're doing it. I don't need to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, she gets this honest.
She's smart. That's amazing. In my gymnastics days, we used to have to do these like, 3x6 series on beam. Series on beam were always the worst days. Because
3x6?
What does that mean? So like you had to do 3 sets of 6 where you stick all 6 in a row.
Stick the landing?
You stick the landing.
A 6 different.
It's the same routines? Like, so it's like a tumble routine on the beam, right? So it's like backflip, 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 right? Or whatever. And you have to do it 6 times in a row. And
you're
nail
really
it, right?
You're tired by that 6th time.
You can't fall in the 6 times, but then you have to do it 3 sets, right? I don't think I ever completed the task.
So you have to do
once.
6?
Like, not once.
You have to do 6 in a row, and you have to do that 3 times. So 3 times. What is that math? 18?
18. But you don't have to do all 18 in a row. You just have to do the 6 in a row. So, like, you could do 6, and then you could fall a bunch of times, but then you have to do 6, and then you fall, and then 6.
Okay.
But no, I mean, in the, you know, I don't know, 18 years that I did gymnastics, I don't think I ever completed it once.
Did you cheat?
Somehow, every time, probably. I don't think I ever completed a practice.
Oh, but you said you did by cheating.
Yeah, of course. I was like, I'm done. I totally got all of those series in, so look at me.
Have you ever cheated on a romantic partner?
No.
Me either. Never.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No, I can't. I just, that for me is, that's tough.
I tell my husband that all the time. I'm like, you never have to worry about me cheating on you. Like, I will never cheat. Like, that is a fundamental thing for me. I would get out of a relationship if it was like, not working.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cheat.
I don't think I'm emotionally available in that way.
Mm-mm.
Like I just like make Conrad listen to all of my problems. He is the person that's
Conrad.
Conrad is the best. He's,
that's so, what's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where he's like the socialite, Conrad?
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, it's so good. What is it? I wish it seemed I have no memory. Okay.
Oh, I have a goldfish memory.
Great Gatsby.
Oh, Great Gatsby.
Thank you, Morgan. Captain Morgan.
Like one of the most known movies. And
like, which one? And I was like, I knew this was a really big one. I just can't remember. Great Gatsby. Conrad, you know.
Conrad.
Okay, yeah, is Conrad amazing? Name. Do we love Conrad?
He's the love of my life.
He is? Why do we love him so much?
He just has my back. And like when I was going through all my stuff, like he met me at the top of my game. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I lost my job and all my money and I can't use my name. And anyway, I'm going to go make some shoes. And like he literally could have done any, like he just stood in the rain and in the mud with me, like throughout all of it.
And he's so good looking.
He is so good looking.
I'm like, damn, he's so hot. You're so hot. Y'all are like hot. Y'all are like a hot couple.
You're
like burned
so
your eyes.
No, he's way hotter than me and he has a Superman chin. And I'm like,
I know that.
I don't even,
chin.
What do I do with
How
this?
How does someone get that?
Can I cut fabric on that? Like,
let me turn this into design. So let me use you for my design efforts here.
No, he is like the most amazing heart of gold. So like, yeah, I can't.
So you were rewarded. Look at you being rewarded for all of your trials.
God's gift, yes. Oh. That's what I think.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, let's do one more.
I want everyone to have
what makes a good relationship, because you have, like you said, you've been divorced and now you're with the love of your life, Conrad, who is, like, you know, sizzle, great in every way.
Sizzle.
What is what makes a great relationship?
I guess affection and honesty are the two big things.
Like, I love that. Just, like, affection, like loving to be with each other.
Yeah.
Genuinely, yeah. Loving to be, like, physically, emotionally, like spiritually, whatever that is for someone, like all the way.
Yeah. What do you think?
I agree. I think communication. I think you have to communicate. Like, I don't think you can let anything fester. As soon as you start to feel a fester, you got to pop that zit. You got to pop it. You cannot let that.
Take care of that.
You cannot let it grow. As soon as you feel something brewing, like, you don't have to be like a dick about it, but, like, you know.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. But, like, I do think you need to express your feelings. I think you need to let someone know if something's bubbling up, if you need help, if you need, you know, changes, you need to say it. Because how could someone read your mind? And then also loving to be with each other, like loving to be best friends and just enjoying life. And like you said, affection and just like loving them to be with them.
I never understood that concept of like, oh, I'm marrying my best friend. Like, I never got that. And then when I met Conrad, I was like, oh, wait. Okay, now I totally get it. Like, I used to think it was cringe. And then I'm like, no, they have to be your, like, they have to be that for you.
Yes. And especially as you get older and you realize that like your friend group dwindles and everyone changes and life changes. You're like, if you're not besties with your partner, you got to be best friends with your partner, because they might be the last man standing.
Yeah. he was the last man standing.
And
me,
you gotta have somebody who's going in the foxhole with you.
That's right.
All the way.
I love that.
And we'll kiss you while you're there.
Oh, and I need a little smooch as well, please.
A little smooch. Okay, let's do one more and then we'll call it a day.
Okay. What is your biggest fantasy?
Ooh.
What kind of fantasy?
What just comes to mind? Like, if you could just live. It doesn't even make it sexual. You know, if you want to have some sexual fantasy on top of that, you can't. But like, if you could just live the most fantasy life version, what would you be doing in the fantasy life, in your fantasy life? If everything's the best it could be.
I would like a Baroque castle in Malibu where I have a baby horse farm and also a bulldog farm, and calories aren't real. And I can make wedding dresses again.
And Conrad's there.
Yes.
And my family and my business partner. And you, you're there.
Can I be there?
Yeah, you're definitely there.
Okay.
All the best people are there. That's my
fantasy. I love that. I mean, I'll just join your fantasy. Okay. I'll bring Michael and Sunny and our dogs.
Perfect.
And we'll just have our own little castle next to yours. Michael wants a farm with a pond. So we'll need some land.
We'll allow it.
Yeah. We need some land, some ponds.
The beach because it's Malibu. Beach. But then we'll also have the mountains because.
Yeah. I'd like to have a cook. I am terrible at cooking.
Let's get a cook.
Who cooks only healthy food, but it tastes tasty. Super fattening.
Okay.
I need that because I hate cooking. Don't know how, but I want to eat all the good stuff, but I don't want to have a wrecked stomach. Don't want to have, the explosives, anything like that.
Yeah.
And I want to eat a good hearty meal and not feel terrible about it afterwards.
You're getting specific and I love it.
I could have a private jet that doesn't make a huge carbon footprint on the world. It's just like a jet that gets
you. It's a Pegasus jet.
Yeah. Of unicorns.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That can just get us wherever we need to go, but we're not ruining the world with all the gas or fuel or whatever, everyone gets along. People have peace. Countries know how to do these whole win-win kind of contracts where we all can help each other and everyone helps each other blossom. And we're not just fighting, but instead we're working together.
We're unified. And we can teleport.
Teleport money.
Places fast.
Money's not the first currency. Instead, it's figure out your passion.
It's karma. Karma's currency.
Karma.
And kindness.
And then you figure out how to actually help everyone find their little passions and help pursue it. So then everyone's happy because they're actually living the dream, their lives of their dreams. They're not just worried about making money. They're actually worried about doing what they came to this earth to do.
And so we're running for president. She and I.
You be president, I'll be vice president because
this is our campaign.
I'm much better as a sidekick. So you be.
I'm a sidekick kind of too.
I'm a total sidekick.
We can't both be sidekicks.
I'm a total sidekick. I do not like to be the leader. Do not make me in the leader position. I don't want that responsibility.
Okay, we'll talk through it.
So we need someone else to
put it in writing.
Morgan, who's the president of our podcast network, she can be the president.
Fine, Morgan, you're the president.
And we can be the vice president.
Co-vice.
But I need someone to lay out the plan, have all the organization, the spreadsheets, I don't even know what you said, the return, the money.
The razzle dazzle.
All that stuff is the business
the
part. The P&L. The P&L. All that
stuff. No razzle
Morgan
dazzle
will
there
do.
At all.
Yeah. Yes. Done.
Okay, done. It's decided.
Here we go. 2025. No, wait, when's the next election?
Let's go off.
Biden are going this year. So here we go.
We can scoot in there.
Maybe we'll be the surprise ticket.
That could be great.
Okay.
We could be a write-in. A strong write-in.
This is great. Okay.
Morgan,
come over here and wave for your people. And look, she even has her president shirt on right now. The president and the two vice presidents.
She has arrived.
Listen.
This wasn't planned.
This is the campaign ticket you didn't know you needed. Here it is. Coming here to save the world. Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamal. This was so much fun. I really loved that so much. You're amazing.
I don't want to leave. So.
Don't leave. Stay forever. All right. That was it. Bye.
That's the show.
That's the show.
Bye.
And we're out. Goodbye.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.